I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Iraqi government is planning to take back the city of Fallujah, which has been under ISIS control for the past 2 years. But as it prepares to take back the city, the government is telling citizens in the area to flee, making them refugees. But these people won't be left completely destitute. Emily Fuentes says Open Doors USA is there to help.
Open Doors is working with Iraqi refugees who are fleeing to the north to provide just for their basic needs. Many are continuing to live as refugees, and so Open Doors is providing food kits, hygiene kits, all sorts of things just to make their lives manageable as they're living as refugees.
This aid also helps Open Doors partners share the gospel, pray these refugees take to heart God's word, and for the ultimate healing that comes with knowing Jesus Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. And when we let culture define good, we can fall into some pretty nasty stuff. Set Free Ministries introduced us to someone we're calling Emily for privacy. She knew Jesus at a young age and went on to be a missionary, but a traumatic experience overseas made her lose trust in God. Emily thought maybe she needed Jesus and something else for healing and comfort.
I thought it was innocent at the beginning. Jesus was still my savior, but, you know, I'm going to do these meditation circles. I started experimenting with a lot of different things that I thought were harmless and that I thought would help me figure out how I could fill this hole that I had.
Emily thought she'd find healing and truth on this journey, but instead she was slowly being led into something she'd never even heard of before, the occult. Check back tomorrow and we'll continue her story. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories to help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.